long ago, when never a baby star was born, it would look for a place to glow in the sky, but none of the large, older, experienced stars would give it a place to glow near them.
I'm sorry. You're just not big enough yet. Look at how small you are. Go on now, run along. Maybe someday you'll be big and strong like me.
Where the beautiful stars would say things like, I'm sorry, you're not very bright or beautiful. Now go on, find another place to glow. Maybe someday you'll be as bright and beautiful as I am, and then you can glow over here by us. So the little stars would go all over the heavens looking for a place to glow, but very few finding one. And most of them ended up searching endlessly, or maybe glowing in a dark, forgotten corner of the universe where no one would see them. But all of that changed when a little star named Twinkle was born. He was so small that all the older stars just called him Twinkle Little. And Twinkle Little went looking for a place to glow in the sky.
Sorry, Twinkle Little, look at you. Look at how small you are. You're just not big enough yet. I've been glowing here for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, Twinkle Little. Now go on, find somewhere else to glow.
Twinkle Little, you're not very bright. If you glowed with us, our constellation would not have 7 stars anymore. Instead, it would have 7.5, and I'm afraid that's just not right. Go on, Twinkle Little. You'll find a place somewhere else. Twinkle Little went all over the sky. He was so discouraged when he went home, the end of the night. He was ready to go to sleep, and as everyone knows, stars sleep during the daytime, and they wake up only at night. And so all day he tossed and turned in his bed, wishing there was some place for him to glow. Finally, he thought to himself, maybe if I impress the older stars enough, they'll give me a place to glow with them. So the next night, he went out and said, Hey, guess what I am? Guess what I am? Ready? He pretended to shoot a bow and arrow across the sky. And all of the bigger, older stars would say,
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
That was a shooting star. Guess what I am this time? Oh, no. I have no idea. That was a falling star. Twinkle Little went back home, once more discouraged. Again, all day long, he tossed and turned in his bed. But that night, when he got up to look for a place to glow, he heard that God himself, king of all the universe, had sent out a notice, a job description, looking for a star for a very special new job. All of the older stars read the job description first.
God needs a strong star and a bright star as well. That sounds just like me. Oh, no.
Then they'd read the fine print.
Perhaps someone else.
They passed it along. The beautiful stars read the description. Well, God needs an experienced star and a beautiful star as well. It sounds just like me. But then the fine print. Perhaps someone else. So all around the sky, the job description was passed. Twinkle Little heard about it and thought to himself, I'm not very big, and I'm not very old. I'm not too experienced, and I'm not even too bright. But maybe God can use me after all. I think I'll go apply for the job. Well, the night when God was going to see all of the applicants for the job description,
Twinkle Little showed up.
Oh, he expected 1,000 other stars to be lined up in front of all the big, the strong, the bright stars, but instead he was the only one who came. He walked all the way up to God's throne in the center of the palace in the middle of the sky. He bowed down before God Almighty. Oh, Your Majesty, he said, I've come to apply for the job.
Oh, Twinkle Little, said God,
I'm so glad you came. Have you heard about the job? Do you know what it's all about? Not really. Well, you see, far away in a little planet named Earth, I'm sending my son. He's going to be born, and I need a star to shine in the sky so brightly that anyone who wants to find my son can find and worship him. Point people to your son? Oh, I'd be honored, Your Majesty.
But, Twinkle Little, have you heard about the fine print?
No. What does it say?
Yes, well, you see, Twinkle Little, the thing is, whatever star I choose has to shine so brightly that, it's going to burn out.
Now, all the stars feared the day when they would burn out. They knew it was coming. How even if they'd been glowing for thousands and thousands of years, they knew that one day their light would fade and dim and then go out. And probably very few people would even notice. So they put off thinking about it, and when they read the fine print, they passed it along, but Twinkle Little didn't care. Instead, he said,
Your Majesty, as long as I can serve you, that's all that matters.
Oh, Twinkle Little, I was hoping you'd say that. God, he picked up Twinkle Little. He put him in a very special corner of the sky, and immediately Twinkle Little began to glow with all of his strength and brightness. And the other stars nearby, the older stars, said,
Twinkle Little, better slow down there. You're going to burn yourself out.
Twinkle Little, pace yourself. Look at me. Then you can glow for a long, long time.
But Twinkle Little didn't listen, and he didn't care. He had a job to do, and he glowed with all of his strength, and far away, on that little planet called Earth, a few people noticed. And they knew something very special was about to happen. They followed Twinkle Little's light, and they came to the child. They laid down gifts fit for a king, and they bowed before him. And then as they left, one of them glanced back to the sky.
Hey, you guys remember that star we saw on the way over here?
Yeah, they said. Well, look, it's not there anymore. They all gazed up toward the sky, and indeed, there was only darkness where Twinkle Little's light had been.
Well, I guess it's burned out, they said.
Well, just glad it showed up when it did, said one of the men, and began to follow the trail toward home.
If only they could have been up in the sky. If only they could have been there as Twinkle Little's last few glimmers of light were fading out. Because they would have seen what a big smile was on his face. Ah, even though Twinkle Little had not lived a long life, he was happy because he had spent all his strength and his life pointing people to the king's own son.